This is WSKG News. Often when a private drinking well near a natural gas well gets contaminated, it's difficult to make a definitive link between the contamination and the drilling. A study published this week in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences may be a step forward for researchers. They used a more sophisticated technology than what's used by regulators to look for fracking chemicals in water wells. WSKG's Matt Richmond spoke with the study's lead author, Garth Llewellyn. He says they used industry technology to conduct the study.
It's just an advanced tool. You know, it's a multi-million dollar instrument from what I understand. It not only looks at a broad spectrum of compounds that are present in the water, but it also gets down to very, very low levels. Okay, typical detection limits for a laboratory would be on the order of, you know, milligrams per liter or micrograms per liter, which are basically parts per million and parts per billion. This gets down to parts per trillion.
Are these chemicals dangerous at those levels?
That I can't answer for you. You know, unfortunately, I'm not a toxicologist, so I couldn't really give an opinion on whether or not they're toxic. What I can say is that they're definitely present in that water, and that the most probable origin of those is the gas drilling activities that were being conducted nearby.
Could you describe just the samples that you looked at and then what chemicals you found?
Basically, what we had done is we had sampled three homeowners that were affected, and we had known that these were impacted by stray gas. Okay, so there were established impacts, and what we had noticed was that there was still this foaming. The foaming had always been there, but nobody had really been able to explain it. And so what we wanted to do was to investigate that a little bit further. And we did look at one specific compound, 2BE. 2BE is a known surfactant. It's used in both drilling fluids and also hydraulic fracturing fluids. And so probably the likeliest of origins for it was probably drilling fluids.
You were able to say that they most likely came from the well bore as opposed to from the hydraulically fractured part of
right.
the well. How were
right.
you able to tell that?
Well, basically, when these chemicals are injected down into the ground, one of the things that happens is that they mix with formation waters, and those formation waters have a lot of salts present. So one of the things that we can do for the household wells that were impacted was look at that. And based on the chemistry there, we did not see any evidence that there was any type of salt present.
How do you think that these techniques could be useful, you know, in an area like the Marcellus Shale?
I think definitely it is something that's up and coming, and I don't expect that these would be part of a baseline assessment. I think it would just be too costly for a lot of property owners. That said, I do feel that there is room in the for regulatory agencies to potentially use this tool to investigate alleged impacts. And again, whenever you're looking at these cases, you always want to take a multiple lines of evidence approach, which means that you're not just looking at let's say a baseline sample versus what the impacts are afterwards, but you're looking at the chronology of events, you're looking at the gas well construction. You're looking at more sophisticated tools like looking at natural gas isotopes and comparing it. So these are all things that one has to consider. And I think that this fits into that whole equation where this is a very useful tool for us. And I hope to see it become a little bit more researched and maybe even used by the regulatory agencies.
That was Garth Llewellyn, lead author of a new study on tracking gas drilling contamination. He spoke to WSKG's Matt Richmond.